I brought you here to talk White Sox.
Okay.
But we can talk about all sorts of other things. So I see Andrew Vaughn yesterday get hurt, and I immediately go, that's not good. Now, luckily, it looks like preliminary reports are that he'll be back in a couple of weeks, which is good. That still doesn't solve the White Sox right field problems, which they've had since last year.
Well, that is, all right, what you said, and I don't know if you said it at the beginning of this segment or at the tail end of the last one, it kind of, all of this feeds into the larger picture of this is, you have to assume you have a closing window. Okay, I know you have a lot of pretty young talent, a lot of guys who are on the right side of 30, with the exception of Jose and Grandal. I mean, you've got a bunch of guys who are under 30. Well, Josh Harrison's almost in his mid-30s. But why would you not, as long as you have this collection of talent, this collection of young talent, do everything you can to help them win? They're probably going to win the division, okay? I mean, they won 93 games last year. They're better than everybody else, despite the Correa pickup by Minnesota. They are still better than everybody else in the division. They've got a better bullpen than everybody else in the division. They got a good starting rotation, and obviously the lineup is good. But why would you not operate? And I also understand, Lawrence, before I get there, this is a pretty high payroll. I mean, they've committed $184 million, so that's good for seventh in baseball. That's a lot of money spent. So the money has been spent. But why not go a little bit harder here? Like, why not take advantage of what, you know, you're talking about the last games of Jose Abreu. Don't know how long he's going to play, but he's been a big part of your organization for years. Why not reward him with the best possible chance of not just winning the division, but going to the playoffs and going deep into the playoffs? There is no guarantee that if you were to sign a right fielder, if you sign Conforto, if you would sign Castellanos, there's no guarantee that means you're going to a World Series. But why not give yourself every opportunity to lessen that margin of error? And I don't understand not really going hard here. You've already spent a ton of money. Why not just bump it a little bit more? You know, like if winning the World Series truly is your goal. And Rick Hahn did say going into the offseason, he said, we got a lot of work to do to get better. And I'm sure he would like to, but I know he's not the ultimate say in this. He does not set the budget. He works based on the budget that is given to him. I just wish that they had gone into this offseason recognizing all. Look, we know they're not stupid, Lawrence. You know they know what they need. You know they know what would make them better. But what they have chosen to do is take the guys in-house and say, well, you know, maybe this is good enough because we've already got a good team. I just don't like that approach, especially now with all of this young talent that you don't know how long you're going to have together.
I'm with you. And to me, it's worth them going above the CBT threshold.
Yep.
Because that you hired Tony La Russa, knowing all the things that come with hiring Tony La Russa, because you felt like you were in a win a World Series now mode. And if that's where you're at, then who cares if you go above the threshold? Like, there shouldn't even be a budget if you think that you're this close.
What do the Dodgers do every year? And I know the Dodgers are the Dodgers, but what do they do every year? You know, they win a World Series or they go to the World Series like every year, and then they get better the following year.
Here's Mookie Betts, and here's an extension for Mookie Betts.
Yes. Like, I mean, I know you don't pull in as much as they do, but you can overextend yourself every now and then. And let's not forget the competitive balance tax. I think people have the perception that you're taxed on the entire amount of the payroll. You're not. You're taxed on what you go over. So sometimes that tax is nothing. You know, it's very little money, relatively speaking. So, you know, and especially if you're a first-time offender of it, it's not that big of a deal. You could totally do it. I wish they would have taken that approach. And it bothers me that they've got a real opportunity here with some very good young talent. And I understand the idea of having young players like Sheets and Vaughn, who might turn out to be really good players someday, why not, in as many places as you can possibly do it, why not have talent that you are certain right now are going to help you win? Right now, not in a year or 2 years when they might be really good down the road, and they could potentially be really good this year, but why not get somebody that you know is going to help you immediately when your window is now? Because I don't know how long your window is going to be open.
That's right. And you saw how tenuous it was last year. When you get an injury, how things can change for you dramatically. Now, their 1 through 9 is so good that they can probably overcome a lot of things. Their back of the bullpen is so good that they can probably overcome a lot of things. But why not make yourself a little bit more bulletproof? Like, that's how I look at it. Like, that's the way that I see it. But I appreciate you jumping on, man, with your Oscar takes and with your thoughts on the White Sox. And hopefully we can have you on more and we can talk more baseball and whatnot.
I would love to be on with you more. I would have come in to see you, but I got a little bit of the crud going on. I think I'm recovering now, but I just wanted to make sure I didn't get you a cold.
All right, well, I appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much.
Because I care about you.
I know you do, and I care about you.
And I'm not one of those buttholes that goes to work sick, you know?
Yes, that's a bad idea. It's a very bad idea. I'll talk to you soon, clown.
I love you. Goodbye.
I love you, too. That is Chris Ranji. He's part of our staff here. He's a friend of the show. He pops in and hosts shows with Layla. Those shows are hilarious when he does do that. And I enjoy talking baseball with him. Damn, I should have asked him about Pujols. We don't have time. Ray's like, please, why are you already late on my first show? Yeah, this is what it's like, Ray. Sorry. Back after this on The Score.